only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaul Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shauldesmond.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour on a Thursday afternoon. With us in studio is our good friend, he's been around for a while. You know, it's one of these kinds of things where he is constantly reinventing himself. We had him here, gosh, months ago, as the most interesting man in Des Moines.
Yes.
And he's back. It is Phil Weaver, ladies and gentlemen. We won't keep you guessing any longer. Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Thank God. I'm doing all right. When you were here last time, you were the most interesting guy because you have all these cool stories about your life and near-death experience and, you know, I mean, which was pretty remarkable. In itself. Yeah. And since that time, you've started a business.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Welcome back. So, what are you doing these days other than hanging out at radio stations?
Hanging out at radio stations, telling people about my new endeavor, which is Headshots DSM. I'm a photographer, as you knew.
Right.
And focusing the business towards the business-to-business headshots.
Makes sense.
And it's kind of an underserved market. People take them for granted a little bit.
You know, I would think so, because to get a headshot, usually, I mean, what you have to do is make an appointment with a photographer, go into the photographer, go to the studio, yada, 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 mm-hmm. yada, right?
Right.
And it takes time out of the business, takes time. Do you do something different?
I do something way different.
Okay.
So I come to you.
This is the
This is the niche. I come to your business. We set up our studio there. We shoot tethered. So that means you can review the images in real time, select the ones you want, and then basically 24 hours later, you're sent a download link with your finished images. Way, way different than back in the day where we had 12 frames on a camera and had to print a contact sheet and go back and forth, and it was weeks, you know? And right now, in this day and age, more uses are available for those headshots. It used to just be the, you know, the people with their name on the door, you know,
right.
Corporate collateral things for annual reports and that type of thing. Now it's just as important that your entire staff has a headshot because they have constant contact with your client base.
And they may be on LinkedIn. They mm-hmm. may be on other professional areas.
Absolutely.
And so it's always nice to have that professional headshot there. So, yeah. So it used to be the C-suite, mm-hmm. and now it is transferred to other people. And this way, and one of the things I think that's cool about this, Phil, is that you're not having your subject have to leave the office, make an appointment,
absolutely,
try to work it out, and they can see it in real time. You know, even digitally, you were talking about contact sheets and it could be weeks. Even digitally, it takes a while.
Yes.
So if you go to this again.
Exactly.
Go into the studio. Headshots DSM.
That's me.
Why?
Why? The why is it's convenient. Your clients aren't out there, and it's a great experience. You know, you are needing to get to your client base with an image that isn't just standing in front of the wall with a cell phone. You've got to connect with that person. And although you might have a great CV or a great resume, if they don't connect with that picture in the find a doctor, find a lawyer, that type of thing, they're just not going to read it and they're going to go on to the next person.
Well,
so
the other interesting thing, I think, I'm looking at some of the shots that you've done on this very nice little flyer that you have and
thanks.
Put together. And some of these people I think I even recognize for crying out loud. Wow. But this looks like this is all studio stuff.
Yeah. And it's a location. It's basically an open conference room.
So you go in and you set the backdrop.
Set up the backdrop, set up the lights. A studio is just a space.
Right.
It's just a space. It could be a boardroom. It could be hopefully not the janitorial closet, but, you know, something a little bit bigger than that. And as your staff goes through the day, they can stop in and you can schedule it. That, you know, it can take 10, 15 minutes.
What about other types of headshots? You know, the traditional headshot for a corporate is you've got this, you know, this nondescript background,
mm-hmm.
and you have it lit, and boom, you take the shot. Are you also able to do other types of headshots that are perhaps less traditional?
Less traditional. Environmental is a good example.
There you go.
You've got, for instance, eye doctor. You know, you want to get all the gadgetry and everything in the background. That's slightly out of focus, but it gives you a sense of place of where they work, who they are, and that type of thing. So that is a great example. Then going back to the traditional headshots for the C-suite that we had before, those are heavily lit, you know, I mean, very dramatic, that type of thing. And one of the most common headshots now is on a white background, well lit on a white background. That way it could be used in extraction process. So then it would be a cutout in an ad or on a flyer or whatnot. So those are a couple different things. And of course we do background replacement, which is the green screen technology, which is what the weather people use on TV.
Sure.
And we can, you know, change the backgrounds, make all the backgrounds for several different locations. So say you've got an office here and an office in Waterloo, and go out to Waterloo, photograph your people there. Everybody looks equally lit and like they're all photographed the same day. And the business, you know, that's your image.
His name is Phil Weaver. The business is called Headshots DSM. I suspect that's headshotsdsm.com as well, correct?
Correct.
And we will have links, of course, on the radio blog. I said why, convenience. What got you thinking about doing this? You've been doing photography a long, long time.
Long, long time. One of the things when I left my last employment as a photographer for a large company, I took a little hiatus, and that was the one thing everyone kept asking. Hey, can you do a headshot for me? I really need a headshot. I need to update my LinkedIn. I need to get new business cards printed and things like that. And I thought, wow, there's a real need. So if these people are knocking on my door now, why don't I just go ahead and...
And this is kind of an offshoot of what you had been doing, in a sense, because you had been going out and doing photography on site.
On site, yeah. I've always been a location photographer. I've never had a studio. I do a lot of event-type things.
Right.
And, of course, events are usually never held in your studio. So it was really nice to – this is just an extension. I'm so used to having everything carted up, ready to go. And set up.
Off you go.
Yeah.
So it wasn't much of a change for you.
No, it was just refocusing, not to make a photography joke.
What about, and I know I'm speaking to a professional photographer, and I know you'll probably sell this, but that's okay. I don't mind you doing that. What's the difference between a point and shoot and somebody taking your picture for a headshot that you're going to send out there to other folks and having it done professionally?
Biggest difference is lighting.
Yeah.
Biggest difference is lighting. And I know how to pose people. There's standing up against the wall with the point and shoot and the big shadow on one side and the glare and all this sort of thing. You know,
that's a branding faux pas, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. And, you know, I guess, is it worse to have the no picture or the bad picture? Who knows? Who knows?
And maybe that's why so many people that I see on LinkedIn don't have their photograph on LinkedIn, because they're going, I don't have a good one.
Yeah. Or the last good one they had was in college, and they might have graduated in 87. And so then if you have an old headshot on your site or your marketing materials, that also sends a message. Wow, how much are they keeping up on the new stuff here? You know, I mean, they try and keep it within a couple of years.
His name is Phil Weaver, ladies and gentlemen. The company is called Headshots DSM. How are you marketing yourself other than coming on the News Hour and talking to us?
Coming on the News Hour, we're doing some direct mail pieces, which is kind of unusual. But one of the clever things that I've come up with is pop-up events. We are having a pop-up event next Thursday. What it is it's headshots at a general location. We've got, you know, space. If you want to find out where the space is and what the hours are, you send me an email. That means if you're a one-person operation, you don't have room for me to come and, you know, set up my studio, come to me once a month doing that. dates are going to change. And same deal. Shoot tethered, pick what you like, retouch it.
Someplace else.
Yep. Yep.
So how do you let so you're doing this by direct mail, or are you sending out
Facebook?
Email?
Okay. Facebook. We're going to do some email, that type of thing. I wanted to. You're kind of launching it right now.
Is that what we're doing?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, just allow me to just jump right in there.
There you go.
Be of some assistance.
Exactly.
Here. So do you know where you're going to be next week?
I do know. I've got two different locations.
Okay.
One is right downtown.
Right
here. And the other one is just west of downtown. And I say just west of downtown. It's actually out in off of University. So at a and it would be at a hotel or a business center.
Okay, that's a hotel or a business center. So you're not going to be outside in the snow.
No, I would not. And yeah, there was
set up by the bridge.
Exactly. No, nothing like that with joggers in the background or bicyclists. No, huh? But and that's the other thing about how does your headshot actually look? I mean, go to a business in LinkedIn and look at their people that they have listed there. There's a ton of great headshots out there. How current they are, who knows, but they're really nice shots. And then there'll be somebody standing by an inflatable palm tree. And you're thinking, what kind of message does that really send?
it's a brand faux pas,
they say. Exactly.
You know, branding faux pas.
Exactly.
Headshots DSM. We have just launched his pop-up adventure next week, as a matter of fact, on Thursday. So if they're listening to this podcast or this broadcast right now, and they're going, you know, a week from today, we're going to be doing this thing. Mm-hmm. How are they going to find out?
So they email me, phil@headshotsdsm.com. Pretty clever.
All right.
And we send them the link to the location and the times we're going to be there. And it's set up for 11 to 6 right now.
11 to 6,
yeah.
Someplace.
So someplace.
This is kind of like this is kind of like the pop-up dining thing.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Nobody knows where it's at until you
until you contact that guy. And it just, you know, I got
sounds
the
like fun.
It will be fun, actually. And I got the idea because these folks always are doing these pop-up events, whether they come in and set up an entire store for clothing or or dining or whatnot. And I thought, why not do it photography-wise? Because, you know, one or two people shops, yeah, they can come on over and I don't go to them, but they're coming in and it's set up. I mean, I think it'll work out great.
A pop-up adventure in photography next Thursday, ladies and gentlemen.
Thursday.
Stay tuned. We will have to
TikTok.
Yeah, we'll have to share with you more as the date gets closer. Because you don't have the overhead, here's the money question.
Sure.
Because you don't have the overhead, you're just driving around and seeing folks. Just driving around.
Yeah. Having to have a camera and wheels travel.
Yeah. Cost-wise, are we pretty competitive?
Cost-wise, it is very competitive. There's three different structures, basically, of pricing. It depends on if it's a large company. We can do a day rate.
Sure.
You know, photograph everybody. If it's a small to medium sized company, it usually is a half day rate or per person. And then retouching, how much retouching do they want? How do they want the files delivered? Do they want the delivered files to be named with the person's name in it? So that way, when the PR folks or whoever marketing folks at the office need to find
so-and-so.
Yeah. They can easily find them. So those are all structured setups. I will say, though, for the launching of the event.
Next Thursday.
Yes, it's $50.
50 bucks?
Yeah, 50 bucks.
So you just throw you a 50 and bam.
Yes, yes. Hopefully with not the same serial number. But yeah.
Is there any potential that you do this cash and carry?
Cash and carry, yeah. I won't have one of those little change things like on the side, but no.
Do you have Square?
I do have Square, yes.
So you can run
a credit card. And, yep. Nothing I have to feed.
I think this is pretty cool. So are you staying busy?
Staying busy, yes. And I'm staying busy talking about it and working on it at the same time. You know, I mean, we've got shoots in between, but I mean, I'm doing a lot of promotion right now too. So
why not?
Keeping busy.
And when did all this launch? When did you start this?
Officially about 4 months ago I went into the actual This is Headshots DSM, and I'm still doing freelance, you know, photography for clients that I've had for years. We're just over at the St. Patrick's Day Queen Contest in Chicago, believe it or not. Done that for 17 years.
St. Patrick's Day Queen Contest,
yes,
in Chicago. That must be,
yes,
tough duty.
It is. It is tough duty. Those, the client is the folks that dye the river green.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen them dye the river green, or are you always there beforehand?
For the last 17 years,
yeah.
Most of those times I've seen them dye the river green.
Very nice. Do you have photographs?
Oh, yeah.
To,
yeah,
prove it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. His name is Phil Weaver, ladies and gentlemen. It's Headshots DSM. How did you end up with that URL? I mean, it's pretty lucky.
Yes. Yes, it is. Did a lot of different configurations, and I wanted headshots in the title, wanted something that linked it to Des Moines. And lo and behold, there
it was. There.
Exactly. So luck of the draw.
This is all meant to be.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
It was
Phil
meant to be.
Weaver, ladies and gentlemen, fun guy, and you will enjoy meeting him next Thursday, mm-hmm, at a yet undisclosed location someplace in the metro. If you see a guy that's just kind of hanging around with a camera, lights, and a backdrop, that would be Phil.
Right.
Weaver. Thank you,
we
Phil,
will definitely be inside.
We will. Okay. Yeah, you're not outside. You could hang out over here by the Nomad, right out in front of the studio and just kind of set up. Yeah, we've got the Nomad.
It'd be nomadic photography.
It would be, huh? He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Do not forget to tip the waitstaff. Thanks so much, Phil. Appreciate it. It is called Headshots DSM, our small business spotlight of the week. All right. Hey, this has been fun. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us all day today. Earlier, we heard from the Iowa Hospital Association talking about the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, also this for-profit managed care delivery system here in the state of Iowa. And wow, that is something that's on their mind and many patients and providers all across the state of Iowa and yet the United States as well. Phil Weaver from Headshots DSM and all of the other news sandwiched in between all of that. All right, we've got to cut on out of here because it is almost 6 o'clock. Our producer is on the controls tonight. That would be Tyler Hackenmiller. I'm sorry, I had to swallow at the same time. Tyler Hackenmiller on the controls as he is each and every evening. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olsen. The music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, produced, and conducted by our friend James Goodland from Good Jam Productions. All right, we've got to go. It is 6 o'clock. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05 with more of the business news, the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Till then, have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.